ਐ ਜੀ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਬੜੇ ਜਹਾਜ਼ ਹੈ ਪਾਰ ਉਤਾਰੇ ਔਰ ਕੋ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੋ ਪਾਰਸ ਲਾ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਡੀਅਰ ਫ੍ਰੈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਕਬੀਰ।
ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ।
ਸਮ ਨਿਊਜ਼।
So it's it will start it in 12 days now, so it's we have a lot to do, but very happy to make it happen with all this Kabir family coming from north and also from different parts, Chennai and Nagore also, not really Kabir family but friends of Kabir. We will come to sing. So all the groups of Nagore, the Sufi group.
Mm. I heard it's going to be over 30, 40, something like that, yeah? That's a quite...
quite a big number.
Yeah.
There will be quite a big number, a lot of organization. Also, what will be difficult, it will be to make it happen in a way like it fits different artists expressing Kabir in different way. So we'll pass from the Baul Bengali tradition on to some Sufi of Nagore. So that will be a little bit unsettling. It won't have this homogeneity that usually we are used to when we go to North to listen to Kabir, where it's pure 100% Kabir. As he says, we'll be friends of Kabir expressing themselves in a different variety of ways. Mm.
So which day you think for the Our Villains itself is going to be the most interesting?
The 6th, the 7th, and the 8th.
These are all three. But Morgan last week said the 6th is gonna, it's supposed to be more for the village people, and it's also held in Udavi School.
Yeah, I went twice in the Kabir Festival, North India, and what I discovered is that it's really done for people from the village. So it's really a popular way of... singing, and so we were thinking that it could be interesting here to bring the villagers to hear this, and it will be not easy because it's Hindi speaking here, we are in Tamil Nadu, but it's really to be in this spirit now, to make it happen for all these people around and simple people, because Kabir speaks simply and very also deeply. So it's why also we wanted to translate some of this Kabir Bija in Tamil. So first night will be in Udavi, second night Kalabumi, so the cultural center of Auroville. It will be open for musicians from Auroville and trying to mix to make a fusion. I'm not sure that my friend here likes this word, but trying to involve everybody around Kabir. And the third day, Bharat Nivas, will be more about art, culture, and Kabir for sure. But so we tried for each day to give like one target, no? One education, Udavi, art, from music and art. So and we... The idea was also for the 3 days to ask Aurovillian artists if they want to be involved in this, to make it happen live, not to hang old painting and say this is Kabir. It's we would like to, because in Kalakendra we will have this possibility to hang things, and that during the 3 days, if Aurovillian artist wants to do something live and to show it after in Kalakendra, they are most welcome.
Mm. That's really good. What about the musicians?
Well, the musicians will be, as I told you, from different avenues. There will be this man from Rajasthan with an expression of Sufism. He was not fully into 100% Kabir. He sings different Qawwali, which is also an expression, a musical expression of Muslim devotional. There will be this lady from Bengal, also expressing Kabir also in her own way, which is a very famous, the Bol musician came.
You mean Parvati Bol?
Parvati Bol, yeah. But before, several Bols came to Auroville, and it seems like it had a great impact on people. They really loved the music, so that will fit different type of audience. I mean, some they will like this style, some they won't like this style, so it will be possible for everybody. It doesn't have to be attended all the three nights, because it will be so different at each night that some people might be more or less attracted to one and less to the other. And to go back to the theme of the understanding of the message of Kabir, as per the musical and the devotional tradition of singing, it doesn't need especially to be understood by words, you know. Often the message is passed through whatever you receive from the musician themselves. Now, for the looking into message of Kabir, it's up to each and every individual. There are enough books around, there is enough literature on Kabir. If they want to dig in to really know the words, to really have an idea of what he's telling, it's a bit more like an individual research. I mean, it cannot be done in 3 days during the festival. It would be too difficult to pass on the message. Few keys can be given, you know, some metaphor, some symbolic, which help to understand a certain part of the music.
I have seen the documentary made by Shamnam Virmani, who will also be presented in Cinema Paradiso. And this is really a key to more understand what is about Kabir and what is about around Prahlad, Tipanya, in Nunyakedi. This is really strong because you can see that it's not just about singing. Singing is as we say, the cerise sur le gâteau in French. But
cherry on the cake, he means.
Oh, okay.
But it's really about social work, and you can feel it when you go to the Yatra in Malwa or in Rajasthan this year. It's about pushing the people to understand that they have to find them Sadhguru inside them, and it's all the work is has to be done by ourselves, no? So, and Prahlad, when he's speaking to all the audience, is just speaking about that. And this, I discover it again in the documentary, and it's I must say, very strong. I understand why I was touched without understanding nothing. Yeah. But now, slowly and slowly, I'm going more deeply in the story, and it's more clear.
You said her films were going to be seen when, at the same time?
Before.
Yeah.
Which date?
Every day, so it will begin like
six,
Friday,
seven,
yeah, in Cinema Paradiso. So you have to see the program because it will be given in news and note, and we will have, so from, I think, 4 to 6, every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we will have twice in the morning in Bharat Nivas and in the afternoon in Paradiso, because there are 4 documentaries. And Shamnam will come, I think, 2 or 3 times to be with the audience. And if there is some question about all this, it will be possible.
I think it's true. The film that she made are really a key to introducing oneself to Kabir. It's so well done that there is no way somebody can... I mean, when it was shown 4 years back, the audience was spellbound. I was spellbound myself, and I didn't expect such a fantastic work. What she did is really a key to enter into Kabir world.
But as Kabir say, we can speak, but words has no meaning. You have to experiment and experience, no? It's just about... And these 3 days are really open to any Aurovillians who think that it's really about being during these 3 days with all these people. It's not just about night and concert and music. It's to be a group together to share. There will be satsangs in the afternoon. It's an opportunity to because Auroville and Kabir, there is a really deep link, no, between them. And I discover when I went to the Malwa, Auroville outside Auroville. We have really many things together to share, and it's a family. And we are very happy to have them here. It's an honor.
But you see, after all this, which is like the human brotherly aspect, we have to really get somehow into Kabir writing. Because otherwise, the whole essence of the thing also tend to escape. You know, when you read what he says, and his message are extremely virulent, strong, and without, they don't make any quarter. I mean, he really pushes people to wake up. I mean, his idea is to wake up people from their misery, their difficulty, their all what obstruct their progress into life, and also given to the poor was somehow to raise them to some sort of a dignity which was completely not given to them by the either the priest, by the different caste. So I mean, for him it was really a must that people wake up. I mean, you, me, I wake up, wake up and yeah, think of what you could do by profiting from his message. His message is important. It's a small tool. It's only a tool. Huh? It's not an end. It's not to supersede another person. It's just a tool to help you to go through in your life and achieve some sort of little progress.
You seem to be really enthusiastic about Kabir. So, how long ago you met with the?
I wanted to read in Hindi, and to read in Hindi, I found a book, and I found a book of Kabir. And since it's about 10 years, I tried my best to decipher, because I mean the language is not easy. It's not Hindi; it's a dialect, and I took the sort of effort to try to see light through some very obscure language. And I'm not a scholar, unfortunately. I don't have a very big intellect, but I managed to see some light with the time reading. And I think it's something which is really fantastic for me. It has helped me a little bit to raise above my personal difficulty.
Hello?
Yeah, me, I follow this fellow 2 years ago, he said, I said, well, Kabir is nice. I couldn't understand nothing. I've seen just Pralaji and Shamnam in Sao Chu for one night, and I saw Shamnam, and she was making the translation, and I was just amazed about this woman who... It was like something very special, and it was a seed bring to me. And my friend here said, okay, tomorrow I will take your name, your age, and you are coming with me to North India to hear them. And I said, oh, do you think so? And I said, okay. And yeah, it was the start 2 years ago. And since... I say to everybody after going to Malwa, my life changed there. But I also understand that life is changing every moment. It's about you. What do you recognize about all this? So, but it was exactly to recognize something and who was in me, and wow, it was very very strong. And yeah, just grateful and graceful for all this, and yeah, that's it. It's a story is going on.
For all of us who doesn't know much, it seems really interesting, really tempting. So we will have 3 days.
A lot of people have heard or went through a few lines of Kabir, and it sort of sticks, you know, like it's not seem like, because it's so short, the main is not huge book, it's a lot of books, but it's small, short line verses, a mystique, you know, where you know, you have a chance in a very few moments to get some wisdom on the fast track.
But let me ask you something. How many of you are preparing this event, 3 days Kabir event in Orvel?
I think it must be a good 20 people.
Yeah, and what? Yeah, 20, all these names, and Orvelian, some are non-Orvelian, but everyone is giving. And this is also some lesson, because we have everything here in Orvel to do what we want, in fact. It's at the start, we said, okay, we have to rent this in Pondy, this, that. And we went there and we saw the price, and some guy said, no, why do you go in Pondy? You just have to ask them, and everything is happening here. It's just, it's very nice. It's about a community, no?
It's a bit like the... what we saw when we went to the village of one of the main singers, I mean, with my example of Kabir, Prahlad Tipanya, is having a little house somewhere in lost in a farm in Madhya Pradesh. And the first time I went there, must have been 5 years ago, the event was still very rustic and quite, you know, like devoid of any anything glorious and glamorous. And the singer, the main singer, who is adored by the masses there, I mean, they really, he has such a charismatic, he's such a charismatic figure. And he was doing everything his own, you know. He was repairing the tap for the water, he was cleaning the toilet. I mean, you could see that an evening, he would be busy singing all night, and in the daytime, he would arrange. So, you know, he didn't need any big, fancy organization. The organization was himself was doing everything.
That's
so we took an example. We tried to take an example on him because he's a figure. You will see him. He's the main figure. The other, okay, but I mean, Prahlad Tipanya is the main.
And he's coming, yeah?
Ah, yes, he's coming.
Prahlad, Shamnam, Linda S., who will not be there. She is, what is she? How do you call her?
She's a scholar.
Scholar.
She's a great scholar on Kabir.
In American University in Stanford. And I met her, and I will really miss her, because she's really part of this Kabir project. And so, yeah, it's somehow a magical kitchen, comment on dit?
Menu
with different people, but everyone has his place and powerful. So come and enjoy 3 days and night of Kabir's power.
Any of you also sing?
Unfortunately, not. I never found really the need or the desire to sing. When I have in front of me people singing so well, I feel dwarfed. You know, I could play a bit of something, but I mean to sing. No, I leave it to people who knows how to sing.
And you?
Yeah, me. I have another expression is with my hands and my head. But I will make something live during the 3 days. So let's see. I hope so that I will have some time to do it. But yeah, I will do portraits of the artists. So,
what, in wood?
No,
painting
with my hands.
Well, you want to paint?
No, yeah. But if you do the process, so it's like clay or something. We will wait. Yeah.
Will give also the opportunity to everybody within Orvel to express themselves cooperate to this event by doing whatever they feel like. You know, some will paint, some will sculpt, some will even take part with the guitar or something.
If you have some money also.
What for?
Just to...
Money, that's another aspect, you know, that I was also very, not amazed, because I'm in India for so long that it was not new, but the money aspect is absolutely absent. There's no ticket, no nothing, you know, just people come and you feed them on the top of that. You feed like 3,000 people in a scrawny kitchen, you know, working all night making puris. I mean, it's just magic. It's just a mystery how it does happen. Because, I mean, his pocket is not bulging with money. The people he's addressing to are even poorer than him. So, and It's just
okay, we don't need money.
No money.
Okay.
No
see you.
Money.
Thank you both.